Hello, is that Jerry?
It is indeed.
Hi, Jerry. It's Guy Bennett calling from Equity Guru. I wanted to talk to you today about the cannabis black market. My understanding is that you currently purchase cannabis both through government channels and on the black market. Is that correct?
I purchase it through the gray market dispensaries and through black market.
Right. Let's crank it back. I'm interested in learning a little bit about your history with cannabis. When did you start smoking it? What do you use it for? What has your usage been like prior to legal rec weed in Canada?
My parents were hippies from the 60s, and it was always around.
Yeah.
I probably had a coca crew as a child even, but it didn't really begin to appeal to me until I was in my 30s. I used it in my 30s as a anti-anxiety medication.
Yeah.
And then I just use it occasionally for enjoyment while I'm playing music or, you know, other activities.
Yeah. So 5 years ago, did you have one sort of dealer, one supplier who you patronized?
I did.
And did that patron come to your door?
No, I went to his house. We lived fairly close together. There have always been those that will deliver, but
yeah.
I enjoyed the social aspect of visiting my pot dealer.
Yeah. Is your pot dealer still in business?
He is, yes.
Do you know how his business is doing? Is it bigger, smaller, better, worse?
Well, it's worse. In fact, at the same time, when, 4 or 5 years ago, he was considering other business.
I see.
When, with the proliferation of dispensaries, he thought that no one would want to go to, you know, buy from him anymore.
What price were you paying per gram 3 years ago?
There was always really primo
blood
business that would run as much as, I only ever buy an eighth and quarter, so I pay a little bit more, but... You know, I would pay anywhere from $30 to $60 for an eighth, I'd say.
Which is how many grams?
There's 28 grams in an ounce, so a quarter is 7 grams, an eighth is 3.5. I'd say about $10 a gram would be
about $10 a gram.
So there was always a range. I was poor, I could get something cheaper.
Okay. So that's interesting. He would, again, you can sort of tell I'm not a big cannabis smoker. So he would have a variety of product, and you could tell the difference between the more expensive and the cheaper?
Absolutely. It's evident in a combination of variables, including flavor and potency.
I see. Okay.
And some people don't care about the flavor, they just want the potency. Other people seem to care more about the flavor. So, and when they're combined, then you've got a surefire winner.
So where are you buying your cannabis from now, Jerry?
Well, the same fellow, and from, but sometimes, for convenience sake, I'll just take a quick walk to the local dispensary.
Right, and what is the price difference between those two?
Again, there are variations, but... I think I usually pay about $30 to $40 for an eighth. And again, there are specials, there are sales, and it can bring the price down. And you know, there's a variety of different strains that cost more or less. So it's hard to really fix a figure on it. It's not, you're not going in to buy a fixed commodity.
Fair enough. Are there any products available now that you like that you couldn't get from your dealer? Like edibles, tinctures, and anything that's come onto the market post-rec?
There's been a huge amount of very creative innovation in the market. If you've only got one type of weed, chances are a lot of your customers are simply going to go to the dispensaries for the variety. So
yeah.
I'd say there's still a little bit of variety in both places, but more at the dispensary.
Yeah, but
and
I'm also... Sorry, go ahead.
There are dealers who also just carry one or two strains of pot, and that's it, and you just get what they have.
Yeah, but I'm also assuming if you wanted, and I don't know if you use this, but if you wanted a product that combined THC with CBD, you would need to go to a government-sanctioned dispensary.
Yes. Although that is strain dependent, and certainly a dealer could and will sometimes say this is a CBD heavy strain.
What is your feeling, Jerry, about a government regulated cannabis industry?
I'm extremely suspicious of it. To have landed this pile of garbage on the lap of Health Canada.
Yeah.
I like to roll up a drink and go for a walk at midnight and hide behind the bushes. I see the cops coming, you know? And I think that, that given the number of young men who smoke pot and, you know, I think there will always be a bit of, there's something fun about going to a dealer and about buying off-market marijuana. And I don't trust the government not to screw things up and not to put too many rules on it.
Yeah, fair enough. Is price a primary driver for your consumer decision?
It depends how rich I'm feeling on any particular day. If I have just landed a fat contract, I might go to the dispensary and buy some wonderful new tincture, you know, and fun. But if I'm feeling a little pinched monetarily, I'll certainly just go to my friendly dealer and get something, get some value for my money.
In terms of the product that is being sold at your local dispensary, is there anything that has gained any product loyalty from you? Something you've tried and you said, you know, I really like that. It's a good price point. It's a good product. And you go back and repurchase it?
Absolutely not.
Not?
I really like variety. I won't buy the same type of pot twice in a row. I feel that the same strain of pot twice in a row. I feel like I'll build a dependence towards it and end up smoking more. A tolerance.
Yeah.
Towards that particular strain and end up smoking more. If I just switch it around all the time, I can almost, I'm not a microdoser, but I do smoke, compared to most people, I smoke very small amounts of marijuana.
Yeah. Well, the stuff in the dispensary, if you chose to, you could trace it back to its source. It will have you can figure out who's growing it and where it's grown, and probably with a very minimalistic research, figure out how it's grown and if it's organic or not. Where does your dealer get his pot from? Do you know that? Do you ask him that? Do you care?
I would never ask.
Yeah.
I have been part of, I've lived with marijuana growers, and there's an etiquette. And in the future, hell, it'll all be attached to blockchain, and we'll know, you know, we'll be able to see who grew it, where they bought their fertilizer. Everything else, but at the moment, I suspect a lot of the stuff, even in the gray market dispensaries, has come from sources that the government would not appreciate or condone.
Do you see anything in the near future that would make you stop purchasing cannabis in the black market?
No. In fact, I would say the more the pressure is on from the government to get rid of the black market, the more I will buy from the black market. I believe that the government will over-regulate the industry.
Yeah.
And I am not in favor of that. And I like the slightly illegal aspect. I enjoy that anyway. So for me, over-regulation is the evil.
I think the anti-authoritarian, anti-corporate vibe around cannabis has always been attractive, as you mentioned, particularly to young people, and maybe for people like us, there's a little bit of nostalgic vibe to it now that we don't want to let that go. We associate it with, you know, past times when we, you know, hid it from our parents and hid it from the police and had fun skulking around.
Well, you know, someone on the other side might say, you know, you do realize a lot of this has been grown and marketed by criminal syndicates.
Yeah.
And may be true, and I don't like that either, but that was never my experience. The thought that I grew up with, I often did know the growers who grew it, often in a guerrilla fashion, out in the woods, often in their attics or basements.
Yeah.
But, and that is what I like, and that's, you know, I'm not defending the interests of the Hell's Angels here either. I'm saying that overall, with marijuana, I would probably buy from the Hell's Angels before I bought from the government.
Yeah, that's great. So is it fair to say, just in summary, Jerry, wrapping up, is it fair to say, we talked earlier about brand loyalty, that you actually have some, I can't think of the word, but you actually have some loyalty to your dealer?
Yes, absolutely. That's
yeah.
Affirmative.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for your time. I'm going to reward you with some tincture in the near future.
Well, that's very kind of you. I look forward to it.
Okay. Thanks again.
So long, guys.
Bye-bye.